great achiever is called as a towering personality. Why towering personality? That person can see far ahead, unlike others. That person can see far ahead and channelize one's energy in the right direction, not in every direction. Channelize the energy in the right direction. It's a towering personality. In the Himalayas are magnanimous source of inspiration for others. So big, so tall, in terms of length, breadth, and height, nothing to compare among the mountains, Himalayas. It's a metaphor also. If you are counting any mountains, it is a Himalaya name comes to you. In Himalaya, it's so tall, it sets the goal for the rivers to flow. Himalayas is so tall, it knows the rivers originating in this Himalaya, it knows where it has to go. It sets the target and gives the direction for the rivers to flow. It says, look, you have to go there. It gives the target. A teacher, the same way, sets the target for the students and gives the direction to flow. It is because it's so tall, Himalaya can see. A teacher can see what is ahead of you, where you have to go. And in Himalaya, Himalayan the mountain ranges, if the water is originating at the top, rivers wants to go to the top and flow down. If the rivers are originating only at the foothill of the mountain, it cannot travel far. The rivers have gone to the top, it with velocity, with vigor, with intensity, it flows down. Why we have to move up in our life? We get momentum in our life. If you are only at the foothill, there is no stamina, you get dried out. If the water is originating in the spring, in a desert, a spring water, it hardly travels few meters. But the water originating in Himalayas travel thousands of miles away, it has the momentum. Because of that one, it has gone up. Now I have the momentum, I want to travel further in my life. Reach the destination. I have to reach the destination. And Earth has about 71% of the Earth is covered with, land is covered with water, 71%. The rivers, whatever direction river is flowing, if the river has intensity and momentum, it will reach the ocean. We also, what you do in life is not important if you have the intensity. With good intention, if you are doing, you will reach the goal of your life. God is pervading everywhere. That what is needed, good intention and intensity. Good intensity, like water, if it has intensity, it will reach the ocean. You also, if you have the intensity, you will, and good intention, you will reach the goal of your life. What you do is not important. How you do differentiates you. How you do with intensity, you can reach. And the water, 97% of water found on Earth is not potable. It is brackish. It is not potable. Only 3% are fresh water. 3% is fresh water. So is in the world, majority are not of use for the community. Only a rare few or remain always remain fresh, they gives the freshness to the community. It is always the case, no point in complaining. It's like only 97.3% is fresh water. Majority of people are not fresh. There, they have no stamina. They can't give freshness to others. Only rare few can give freshness to the community. Freshness to the community. In the brackish water, dull water, it is not of use. If it wants to bring freshness to its life, what it has to do? It has to get disengaged from the company of brackish people, brackish water. It has to learn to disengage. From there, it has to learn to get vaporized and move away from the original source. I'm prepared to water, vapor, it comes out, moves away. Water goes high, vapors goes high and gathers together with the like-minded vapors. And in the form of the cloud, and they need to condense and fall down. It has to go through that process. If you want to change yourself from becoming stale in your life to become, get fresh, refreshed, and add freshness to others, you must be willing to give up the company of people who are of no use. In the name of friendship, you are tying down to that one, like water is getting evaporated. Get up and move up, move up, move up, and move to that new destination. No more here. You have to go to the new place. Go place, go up, associate with like-minded people. From there, when you are associated with like-minded, then you will come down as a fresh water. You will add freshness to your life and freshness to others' life. This ocean is talking about this water. Water, when it is the flowing water on the riverbed, it sustains both the dirty water, polluted water, as well as the fresh water. The riverbed, for it, it doesn't matter. Something is full, it's supporting. In our mind also, it is a bed for good fresh water or dirty water. So, it is up to you. What is flowing through you? What your river bed, mind bed, what are you allowing the negativities to flow through? I am teaching in the aged care. The common problem as you age, it's the bed. Mind bed is only the dirty water flows. We think as we getting older, we have a lot of time to do contemplation. Majority, they say, only negativity. As we getting older, only the dirty water goes through. In the raw water, when it is flowing, you cannot use it as it is. You have to put it through a water treatment plant to convert raw water into potable water. Raw water by itself, you cannot drink. Your mind also, so many information coming, it's a raw information. Through your practice, you have to filter it. You have to filter it, process it, and convert the raw information into a potable information, good information. Information by itself, you can, like media, they can take a wrong end of the information and twist it and agitate the community, or the same information can be synthesized to give value to the people. Like Himalayan mountain stream, the higher the water moves up and flows down, momentum is greater. if it is only halfway, momentum is less. In our body also, there are 7 chakras, Mooladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipura, Anahata, Vishuddha, Ajna, and Sahasrara chakra. From energy is dissipating from each chakras. The intensity of the energy flowing according to from which chakra this energy is going. The higher you move up in your chakra, energy's intensity becomes stronger. If it is only at the Mooladhara or Swadhisthana, there is no intensity. Come what may, I will start. After few days, I lose interest. Like cold weather, people prefer to log in from home. I lost interest, motivation. The intensity start moving up. Your intensity in your life increases. The rivers are talking about why you have to origin from the top. Your intensity in your life increases. Do the sadhana. Associate with the teacher. Intensity, you can travel further in your life. The water in the river bed, if it is only swallowing all the water flowing through, if it is taking everything for itself and get sucked in, there won't be any river. The energy flowing through us, by God's grace, we are successful in our life. By God's grace, we have health. Things are flowing through us. Like river bed, swallowing everything for oneself. If you are swallowing everything for your own enjoyment, so community cannot sustain. Community cannot. So the energy, why water bed is allowing the water to flow, it wants the water to flow. If it is sucking, the water is made to flow the bed so that water can flow. The God has enabled the energy to flow through you so that it reaches the people, it reaches the community. If you are successful, I earn, I enjoy, I revel. So the water energy will get dried out and no more sorry, it will say, sorry, it is a wrong conduit. You are a wrong conduit, that it won't flow through you. And people, they say, I work so hard, why I can't get anything? Because in the past you had an opportunity, you only gobbled it for yourself, for your ego. 10 property, 20 property, your portfolio, never invested for others. Energy like water is flowing. You should become a conduit for the divine energy to flow. And Ishtan Bhogan hi o deva dasyante yajna bhavita terdartana pradayebhyo yo bhunkte stena evayasa. One enjoys for oneself, doesn't allow the energy to flow through. Sri Krishna says that person is a thief. That thief, I am giving, it's not his. I want the flow through that person. That person is enjoying. That person is verily a thief. When the thief means all the amenities will be taken off. All the comforts slowly one by one will be cut off. If you want to, these are the prosperity. How to be prosperous even in the old age. These are the sutras mentioned in the scriptures. Learn from the Himalayas. Learn from the rivers. You invest through the practice of yoga, body, mind and soul. Get tuned to the divine energy. Divine energy, you are praying, you are doing the sadhana, not for your own welfare. May the divine energy, may I be a conduit for the divine energy to flow through. A good energy. I don't want, if I don't allow the good energy to flow, only the dirty water will flow through. Only the negative energy will flow through. I don't want the negative energy to flow through. May I do the sadhana. May I purify this riverbed in such a way that may the divine energy, pure energy, flow through and enrich the community. Enrich the community. These are the inspirations from Himalayas and rivers. We'll see whether further comes out next week. Left thumb and...